Herman Cain is the latest in a long line of prominent U.S. politicians to face repeated accusations of sexual harassment. At least three women have accused the former pizza magnate of sexual harassment during the 1990s when he was the top lobbyist for the National Restaurant Association. Former Democratic U.S. President and Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton was for years the focus of a sexual harassment lawsuit by former Arkansas state employee Paula Jones. Former Florida Republican Congressman Mark Foley resigned in 2006 after it was disclosed he was sending sexually explicit emails and text messages to teenage interns. At the National Women's Law Center in Washington, Fatima Ghosgrave says it is very important for voters to get clear records on politicians and any sexual harassment. She says the issue also goes much further.
I'm interested in knowing what the reaction is to harassment, what employers are saying that they think they should be doing about harassment, what policymakers are saying they think they should do about it. I don't think that that's where a lot of the conversation has been, unfortunately.
Graves points to the hearings 20 years ago involving then Supreme Court nominee, now Justice Clarence Thomas, who faced accusations of sexual harassment in the workplace from Anita Hill. The hearings were immediately followed by nearly double the amount of usual sexual harassment charges and new laws against workplace discrimination. But advocates say these laws do not go far enough. Lisa Matz from the American Association of University Women also says in difficult economic times like now, victims are often afraid to come forward.
Right now, quite frankly, a lot of women are just happy to have jobs. And so, you know, the notion that they would then speak up and potentially lose that job, even though such retaliation is illegal, it happens all the time, is a huge deal.
Her association also just finished a new report detailing sexual harassment and bullying in U.S. schools, which Matt says has become an epidemic. The association is calling for education against harassment to begin at a very young age. On this specific issue of Cain, the advocates say they hope his accusers, if they are identified, will not face what they call an onslaught of negative coverage by the media, as has been the case in previous high-profile sexual harassment cases. Cain has repeatedly denied the accusations against him. Recent polls still place him near the top of the Republican field of presidential hopefuls, 2 months before the Republican nominating process for the 2012 U.S. presidential election begins. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Washington.